Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you've joined me on this Friday, first week of this new year of 2023. And we are taking the position that we're not looking back at 2022. We're looking forward. We're looking ahead at 2023. Our theme this week has been remain firm in going forward. Do not allow anything to turn you away from your purpose in God and from going forward and laying hold of all that God has called you to be and to do. Now, yesterday I mentioned that I want to share with you how Billy Graham, and most of you know who Billy Graham is, how Billy Graham had a chance to have second thoughts about preaching the gospel and being an evangelist and a man of faith, of sterling faith in God and so on. He had what I would call a defining moment, and he decided he was not going to look back. A young preacher friend of his, with whom he preached together, went the opposite direction. He looked back. He had second thoughts. And as far as we know, he died an atheist. Here is the story. And I have this written up. If you would like a copy of this, I'd be glad to send you a copy. But Billy Graham and Charles Templeton, they were leading young evangelists in the 1940s. They were friends, and they traveled and preached together in the mid-1940s in what were called Youth for Christ Crusades. I don't know if it's still in existence, but there was a movement, I think it still is, called Youth for Christ. It was a really big in the 1940s, and they were two young evangelists that preached in their conventions and in this movement. Both of them, each of them, had defining moments that took them in opposite directions. Charles Templeton decided he was going to attend Princeton Theological Seminary. Now, they had both been to Wheaton College, if I'm not mistaken, which is a very conservative Christian college. But Templeton decided that he was going to attend Princeton Theological Seminary, where he was exposed to liberal theologians who questioned the authority of Scripture and questioned the deity of Jesus and questioned other orthodox doctrines of the Bible. He was profoundly influenced by this. And he told Billy Graham, he said, "Our faith is flimsy." And he urged Billy Graham to study at a top seminary. When Graham declined, Templeton accused him of intellectual suicide. What's happening with Templeton? He's having second thoughts. He's looking back. He had started out well, but he's looking back. Wow. You know, this happened to people in the Scripture. I'm going to keep reading this. Don't go anywhere. But I just thought of someone who looked back, a companion of Paul. And this is in 2 Timothy chapter 4. Verses 9 and 10. This is Paul's last letter written from a Roman prison cell just before he was beheaded. And he's writing to Timothy. And he's asking Timothy to come to him quickly. He says, "Be diligent to come to me quickly, for Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world." Can you imagine a companion of Paul forsaking him, deciding to leave him? Paul says he has forsaken me, having loved this present world. Wow, he looked back. He had second thoughts about following Jesus absolutely, with no strings attached. But he had second thoughts. He looked back. He decided to leave, to forsake Paul, having loved this present world. So Templeton accused Billy Graham of intellectual suicide because he declined to go and attend a liberal seminary. Well, but although he outwardly rebuffed Templeton's challenges to his faith, Billy was inwardly troubled and plagued with doubts. You know, these thoughts kept coming to his mind. Well, what if he is right about this? Also, at this time, his ministry was floundering, which added to his uncertainty and distress. He finally decided that he had to get alone and have it out with God. And my friends, we read of people doing this in the Bible. As I'm reading this, I think of Jacob, how he spent a night in prayer. There in the book of Exodus, I think it's chapter 32. And what it talks about says he wrestled with the angel of the Lord all night. And Billy Graham decided he had to get alone with God and have it out with God. So he went to a Christian retreat center called Forest Home, tucked away in Southern California's San Bernardino Mountains. So there was a lot of quietness and solitude there. And there he walked among the tall pines and prayed and wrestled with his doubts and misgivings. Finally, he sat down on a tree stump and opened his Bible on a big rock. He sat there and he prayed and thought and pondered. And then something happened. From the deepest depths of his being, something seemed to rise up in him. And he made a defining decision and declaration. He decided he was going to believe the Bible come hell or high water. He said, I may not understand some parts. I may not be able to explain other parts. From this day forth, I'm going to forever believe that the Bible is God's word to mankind. At that moment, everything changed. He was being tempted to look back. And at that moment, he made a defining decision. I'm not looking back. I'm going forward. I'm laying hold of God's plan and purpose for my life. He arose with a settled sense of peace in his heart. His very next meeting began September 25th, 1949, under a tent in Los Angeles, where he preached God's word with a new sense of passion and urgency. The crowds, however, were small. But then the newspaper magnate, William Randolph, who owned a number of major newspapers, William Randolph Hearst, was not a Christian. He's described as an ungodly man whom Billy Graham never met his whole life. But somehow he must have heard Billy Graham preach and was impressed, because he sent a telegram to all of his editors and reporters with two words, Puff Graham. Puff Graham. What do you mean? Hey, give him some exposure. Puff him. Give him some exposure. Write him up. Tell about his tent meeting. Tell about what's happening there. So all of a sudden, unexpectedly, the crowds begin to come. The tent overflowed. His name, his meetings, was being carried in all the major newspapers. And the ministry of Billy Graham that we know was launched. And probably what was a shot at his friend Charles Templeton. Now, they're both still young, but Templeton has made his decision to go in the other direction, to give up the orthodox biblical views of Jesus and the Bible and so on. In one of his sermons, here's what Billy Graham said. You see, Charles Templeton had encouraged him to go to a seminary. And Billy Graham said, when God gets ready to shake America, he may not take the PhD and the DD. God may choose a country boy. God may choose the man, and I'll add here the woman, that no one knows, a little nobody, to shake America for Jesus Christ in this day. And I pray that he would. What happened to Charles Templeton? He moved to Canada and worked in the Canadian media and died an atheist. He looked back. My friends, do not look back. Remain firm and going forward. And as Moses said to the children of Israel, you shall see the salvation of the Lord. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. So glad you've joined me today. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. If you would like to send me an email, you'll find my email there. If you'd like to friend me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, would love to be connected with you, and I look forward to seeing you next week.